At the base of the tail, where it connects to the hips, Gastonia had these sharp, triangular-shaped plates made of bone. In and among themselves, they were pretty nasty weapons. But looking more closely at them, paleontologists saw something amazing. When this dinosaur swung its tail from side to side, these things crossed each other and acted like a pair of bone-slicing shears.
The fossil evidence indicated that Gastonia was one of the most well-protected dinosaurs ever. But he had a weakness. This large complement of body armor made this dinosaur very slow.
Gastonia would have been a relatively slow-moving plant-eating dinosaur. It probably spent its day wandering around, finding vegetation to eat. Because it was so heavily armored, it could only eat low vegetation, so ferns and cycad plants and low-lying shrubs.
Then the investigation took an unexpected turn. Lawrence Whitmer of Ohio University uses CT scans to peer through the armored skulls of dinosaurs like Gastonia. What he discovered was intriguing. Scientists now know that this tank was not an intelligent dinosaur, but had a powerful sense of smell and hearing.
When we look at the brain of ankylosaurs like Gastonia, what we see is still a relatively simple kind of structure. One thing that is kind of expanded, though, is the olfactory centers, the centers associated with the sense of smell. They're actually considerably enlarged, suggesting that smell was very important to these animals. We also see in the inner ear of these animals that the part associated with hearing was also remarkably well-developed, suggesting that hearing as well as smell were particularly important.
But the CT scans uncovered something else. The vision center of the skull showed that Gastonia had poor eyesight.
In the brain, we don't see tremendous expansion of the optic centers, the visual centers associated with processing visual information. They have a really low head posture. These are not animals that can, in a sense, scan the horizon for predators. And so vision really would only be useful at close distances in terms of seeing a predator.